going to come as a shock to many of you, but the government has determined that my little guitar building shop is not really an essential business. This is not really a surprise to me, to be brutally honest. For one thing, I never sold a single stringed instrument I made over the years. Not that lack of profit has ever deterred me in artistic pursuits then or now. And for another, the government has also determined my glass shop is non-essential too. Art, music, we can all live without them, I'm being told. Nothing new there. The fiddler in our band, the South End String Band, soon to be renamed the South End Non-Essentials, builds violins, exquisite instruments of incredible craftsmanship. I asked him once, however, why he always made them out of flamed maple. Why not some other kind of hardwood? Because, he explained, Stradivarius made him out of flame maple, and so when he learned luthery, he was taught to construct his violins with the exact thickness, measurements, and dimensions that the master used. I wonder aloud, why not be a little more, I don't know, experimental, maybe more artistic, maybe shake things up a bit? He looked at me like I'd just climbed out of a tree searching for nuts. People who buy these instruments aren't looking to stand out in the orchestra, he said. They want what Stradivarius had. And I want, he explained, to sell them, not put them in an art museum. Well, I guess I could have absorbed that advice when years later I decided to try my untutored hand at making banjos. All kinds of exotic woods, multiple strategies in construction, various experiments with shapes and sizes. And a banjo pretty much sounds like a banjo. You could string up a tin box with a neck and you got yourself a banjo. A guitar? Not so much. Don't ask me why I decided to build one. Hubris, I suspect, or maybe I figured I'd build a work of art rather than a musical instrument. I don't, in retrospect, really remember the thought process, if there even was one. 5 guitars later, I understand why my fiddler keeps making copies of Stradivariuses. My guitars each had different woods, different brazing systems, different necks, odd sound holes, each its own little experiment. I was the monkey at the typewriter, pecking away, hoping to write War and Peace. I had no fine woodworking skills. I had no luthery background. I didn't in the beginning know what was inside a guitar or how it was constructed. I guess I thought it was like building my house. Just get a hammer and saw and start building. You'll get it built eventually. My last guitar got strung up yesterday. It's a Koa guitar, back sides, with a spruce top and a neck laminated from Padauk and maple and madrona. I played it, expecting the worst, but hoping for a miracle. It has good action. It even has good sound. It's a keeper. Of course, so are the others, since nothing really markable. I got my own little luthery museum. The brain fever is dying down now, and the government is probably right to deem this as non-essential. But, for a couple of years, more than I care to admit, building guitars was, for one of us, pretty much essential. For those of us in the arts, that's a sad but passionate truth. I guess I wouldn't have it any other way.